Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a fourth day in the month of September 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us this morning. This is the Open Heaven Hour. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are the hungry. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 8, I need thee every hour. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel 33-35, and our memory verse is taken from Luke 6:21. Luke 6:21, which says, Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts 8:27-39. From verse 27 it reads, So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandake, which means Queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home, sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet, the Spirit told Philip, Go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of the scripture the eunuch was reading. He was like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of the scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of being baptized? And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again our topic is, Blessed are the hungry. Psalm 63:1 says, O God, thou art my God. Hardly will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. The scripture above was written by David in the wilderness of Judah. A wilderness is often characterized by a lack of food and water. And even though David might have been hungry and thirsty, he expressed a much greater desire for something more than food and water: God's presence. No wonder God called David a man after his own heart, like we see in Acts 13:22. In today's Bible reading, we read about the Ethiopian eunuch who had traveled many miles to Jerusalem to worship God. However, he had many questions as he was returning to his home country. as he traveled on the dusty roads of Gaza. An angel spoke to Philip and told him to position himself on the road the eunuch was traveling on. As Philip stood by the road, the Holy Spirit gave him an additional instruction to move closer to the man's chariot. God was so interested in the eunuch that he moved everything. An angel, a man, and his spirit to give him the answers he desired, like we see in Acts chapter 8 from verse 26 to 40. This is what happens when God sees genuine hunger for him in the life of a fellow. He will never let the hungry go away without being filled, and he will always fill them with good things, like we see in Luke 1 verse 53. Matthew 5 verse 6 says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." God feeds you in proportion to your hunger for him. Psalm 42 verse 7 says, "Deep calleth unto deep." When you really want to go deep in God, your hunger will attract the resources you need to go deep. A hungry and thirsty fellow is one who is desperate for food and water. In the same vein, God expects us to hunger and thirst for his power and glory. He expects us to desperately pursue him and seek intimacy with him. Jesus gave a parable in Matthew chapter 13 from verse 44 to 46 that the kingdom of God is like a man who found treasure in the field and sold all that he had so he could buy that field and own the treasure. But like that man in the parable, God wants you to be hungry for him so that you can be filled and reflect more of his glory on earth. I pray that every hunger in our hearts for the things of God, the Lord will fulfill them in Jesus' name. The Lord will send those to you that will minister to your souls in the name of Jesus. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Before we conclude, today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you truly hungry for God? Are you truly hungry for God? If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And now, can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.priestpalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.